Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and the third decade of the 21st century now, in our 24th year. Thank you for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. And Arki Chankute, Dr. Arki Chankute, joins us on a regular basis, has been now for over 20 years, to try to restore some order. He does his best, but with limited success, I'm afraid. And we're always glad to have him here. Don't forget, Built on Trust is the book. It is the best you'll ever see. I don't care about all the others. I know about all the others. This is the best. It's the root of your trust education. Arki, thanks again for being here.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the years. All the years of helping people understand some very important basic principles.
Well, and you've been one of our mentors in this, folks. Arki is, as I said before, I don't mind telling you, he's my trust mentor. And I already knew how to be a good boy. He just taught me some ways to leverage it. Hey, Arki, I want to talk about civility. When Og and Gog first dropped their clubs 10,000 years ago and shook hands and said, let's do business, trust was inherently there. Trust was there when that happened, when they shook hands. And the first contract was born from that. And the further execution, the further deployment of that trust naturally created civility. Civility was born right after that, too. And from civility, we aggregated civility into civilization, which is the foundation of everything we have in the 21st century. There's nothing digital about civilization. It's as analog as a rock, civilization, the concept of civilization. Yeah. And when we get so caught up in our technology, we tend to forget that we're analog humans who require analog trust. No matter how much digital we have, you're up to your ears in technology. I know you are. I am too. But no matter how much digital we have in our lives, if we fail to nurture the analog trust and the primordial civility that we require, we're in trouble. And I fear that's kind of where we are right now in America. What do you think?
I agree. And I think that there are some things that we can do about it. When you start to think about your group or your tribe or the people you belong with as opposed to the other, there's a couple of mistakes I think that we usually make. One is just to blame the other side.
Yep.
In other words, it is important to recognize that no matter how bad it looks now, people usually start off wanting to make a contribution. They want to make something better. Mm-hmm. Then this turns into a grievance. Then this turns into a fear, and then that can turn into the glue.
And then it becomes a cause that's greater than the original benevolent intention.
Yes, right.
The tension becomes the cause, not the contribution.
That's right. And then you never see, it's very difficult to see your own participation in the problem, how you are, omission or commission.
Mm-hmm.
Even if your participation is limited to just blaming the other side, so it's important and critical if you want really to resolve the national situation. So you start at home, you start close, you start in your business, you start at home. And you must recognize your own participation in the problem. Maybe you're not being patient. Maybe you're blaming the other side. Maybe you're spending most of your time with people who agree with you, which is okay, except that they agree with you that there's an enemy.
That's
when Og and Grog start to fall apart.
Exactly.
You don't have to love. You don't have to love the other side.
Right.
You don't have to agree with them, but you can't have them be the cause of mm-hmm. your difficulty.
Or the greater purpose for being. A company cannot survive if it's against itself, and my hive against your hive, my tribe against your tribe, inside the company will take the company down. And I think the way back to trust from where we are right now is to demand and expect civility from each other. Last thoughts, Art, quickly.
I agree with that. The civility starts the communication, and the communication starts the recognition. Recognition starts the change. And the resolution becomes something that is attractive. Once the resolution starts, that momentum can build on itself.
Exactly, and continue to demand civility. Arky, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Arky Chakutay, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when he joins us, and so we did today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.